public comment. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, May 23rd, 2022. I have 9:01 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 467597 through 467632. Warrants 7918 through 7921 and 3 journal entries of transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. We're here for a public hearing for proposed rezoning requests, and we have is it the adoption of amendments to the Taney County zoning order number 50523-2201.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the May 23rd, 2022 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff filing, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at this public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet and give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So your first order that we have in front of you are some zoning amendments. We have Articles 2, Article 10, Article 24, and Article 30 that we'll go over. And I have these up on the screen, and I believe they're in your packet. So Article 2 is actually just an addition to the definition of shooting range. And it's highlighted here in the bold up on the screen. The addition to that definition that the Planning Commission sent to you to be approved reads as not to include a private shooting range on personal property for personal or private use. Any questions on that? For and that one is actually Article 2.
We don't have, we just have.
For private or personal, it says, right?
For personal or private use.
Yeah. Okay, no questions.
Sorry, let me read it real quick. So you're changing the definition of shooting range.
This is already the definition. We're just adding what's highlighted
to
in
not
bold.
Include a private shooting range or
yes.
On personal property for
correct.
Personal private use.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll jump to Article 30 because it also deals with shooting range. And they're scrolling side by side. But on the right side of your screen is the current shooting range article. And then the amended one is on the left side of the screen. What's in green has been added, and what's highlighted in gray was deleted. So we can reference back and forth, or we can just go over the additions to Article 30. On the left side of the screen is item B. All shooting range parcels shall be located a minimum of 500 feet from an R, NR, or MH zoning district. These are our residential zoning districts. So the edge of any parcel that's going to have a shooting range as a conditional use permit approved on it would have to be 500 feet from one of these R districts. So it'd be R1, R2, R3, NR1, NR3, and then MH, which is mobile home. And then if we scroll down.
Sorry, go back up real quick. So what's the difference between there and then all shoot? The green is what was added? Go
yes.
back up.
Yeah, the green's added. And then the left side is how it's proposed to be presented, finished. The right side is current with the changes. As you see down here, I've got the gray.
Okay.
So this green is exactly the bold.
Same language as that. Okay.
Yeah.
So on the right side is
current.
What's correct?
With the changes.
Yeah.
The right side's current with changes. Left side's final.
How we're proposed final.
How it's proposed
that's
final.
Yes.
B, the facility.
The right side's your red line version.
Correct. So these aren't going to match up because the gray highlighted is what's been proposed to be deleted. I can read through all those. You can look at them, ask me any questions.
I can't read it.
Okay. I know. I'm going to have to see if they
read it. I can't see it either.
So
copies of it.
Okay.
In the article.
Do we not have it in our paperwork here that you guys know of?
Would you like the recorder, the auditor to make copies right quick?
I copied
from.
That's all right. You have it. I can. Mm-hmm. I can follow along here. I think.
But so he's going to have to go slower because. Go ahead. You were talking
okay,
about the distance.
We had a site plan must be submitted with application for a conditional use permit that illustrates the general design of the facility, including but not limited to two, shooting area layouts, parking area, proposed and existing buildings. We propose leaving that, but deleting also sound deflection devices, absorption barriers, and other safety protocols. And again, remember, in a conditional use permit, the Planning Commission has the ability to add any condition to any conditional use permit they see would be required for the safety or sound or anything. This means they have to supply this
And this is for a commercial?
Yes.
So now we're at commercial.
This is all a shooting range commercial conditional use to be open to the public type situation.
Okay. Scott,
pay to shoot.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, I mean, you'd pay to shoot or.
And it's open to the public?
Yes.
Okay.
On C, did you go over C?
Well, C is no change.
They didn't put sunset to sunrise. I don't see in it. So.
No, I think it's down a little farther.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So the next change is an E, which is proposed to be deleted. A landscape plan shall be submitted and approved with the facility construction plan. Such plan shall indicate the location types of plantings to be made to aid in the noise suppression and visual enhancement. So, I mean, these are, again, items that can be required. But this here says they shall be, but
okay.
if they're not you don't know the situation. It may be a totally wooded lot.
So the board can still add those stipulations if
Correct.
They choose, but
yes.
they're not required.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the next one, we had the hours of operation shall be limited from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., and I did not highlight that, but we're changing that to go from sunrise to sunset. And that's E, and I've got it highlighted there. Hours of operation shall be limited to sunrise to sunset.
I'm asking, is there a concern, why did we change 8 to 9 to sunrise to sunset? What was the thinking, do you know?
Just visual and light, daylight. They mm-hmm. didn't like the 9 p.m.
I didn't know if we wanted to say an hour after or hour before. Isn't there some...
They talked about that.
They did talk about
30
it?
Minutes before to okay. 30 minutes after.
They were concerned at different times of year that it varied when the sun rises.
Well, it'd be 30 minutes before. I mean, if you did a time.
That's how legal hunting time
right.
is, yeah. And we talked about that time also.
Mm-hmm.
That one was bounced around whether to go 30 minutes before to 30 minutes after or just go straight to the sunrise to sunset.
Do you remember the conversation as to why they...
It was pretty mixed. There wasn't really a feeling strongly one way or another, but we landed on this one. So I think they'd be fine either way.
Do you guys have any opinions on that?
I'm good with the way they've landed this way.
Okay, the next one is G, which is an elimination. The facility shall be monitored at all times by an attendant, and no unsupervised clients shall be permitted in any of the shooting areas. And H, all facilities to be designed and constructed in accordance with nationally recognized guidelines for such facilities, such as National Rifle Association Range Manual, which, by the way, is 600 and I've sent that to Devin, but he hasn't reported back how far he's got through it yet. But it's very lengthy, and a guide to the planning and construction.
What did you say on F? I don't remember hearing you discuss it.
F?
Uh-huh.
Was the hours of operation shall be limited. That's the one where the time was changed.
Okay. On this new one I've got.
Well, the new one, the letters change.
What about the entire perimeter of all outdoor shooting ranges shall be fenced and signed? What was done with that?
It wasn't touched.
Okay.
So then on J, it's all firing lines shall be aimed at target lines to the northeast, north, or northwest unless there are sufficient standing timber or other natural topography features in the part to be proposed to be eliminated is or sun shields constructed on the property controlled by the range operator to mitigate the effects of glare from the sun.
Real quick, on G, the facility shall be monitored at all times by an attendant and no unsupervised, say, clients?
Mm-hmm.
Shall be permitted at any... Should that not be left in there, but say while it's open or during open times? I guess I'm not understanding why we would, because again, this is for a commercial, open to the public range.
I didn't know that was taken out.
This isn't for a private shooting club or for a...
Not for a private shooting club, correct.
So this is like...
I mean, if you approve that with the... not to include a private shooting range on personal property for personal private use.
Right, that's a separate issue.
So if a club owned a parcel and just their club members
that's not open to the public.
Right.
So why would we not want a facility to have an attendant?
We would probably.
So why are we...
We can add that one right back in.
Okay. I didn't know if they had thoughts on why they took that out.
No. I don't remember much conversation about that one.
I didn't remember that being taken out.
And when it says facility should be monitored at all times, okay.
During when it's open.
Yeah, it should be properly staffed according to, I mean, I'm sure their insurance or whatever else is going to require those
right.
types of things, but. Because like I'm thinking, commercials like an indoor range.
Well, like Ozark Shooters. This just, I mean, when the game's open, there's somebody there, there's attendance. Nope, I can't disagree that we probably need to
but
leave
it
that
should
one
be in.
And we can add that one to it.
I mean, you can add that during hours of operation. Is that?
That would make sense to me during hours of operation now.
Well, like, so the facility shall be monitored during hours of operation by attendant instead of at all times. Open hours or however you want to say it.
Yeah, we'll get